Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, The Third Ingredient. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Stephen Russo. He's the Executive Vice President of Eclipsis, a very special cybersecurity company that we're going to tell us about in a little bit. Stephen, thanks again for being here. This month, it was announced that SolarWinds, a major security company, that all 100% apparently of the federal government uses for their security, their cybersecurity, was breached allegedly by the Russians, and apparently the most dramatic, the most extensive breach in history. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it is, Jim. I think it's certainly the most important hack in history that's ever taken place, that's for sure. And the infiltration by the hackers was done on just such a massive scale. It's very scary, actually.
So basically, whatever the government had that could be of importance to us and to protect and valuable for the enemy to get, they got. Now, Stephen, for a dozen years, at least on this show, I've been saying that America is in World War III, and I started out saying it with cybersecurity. Now I feel like there are other elements in it, but then my original point about World War III was cybersecurity, and I pointed out here, even before you got here, Stephen, that the government is not doing their job. They're naive. They're feckless. They're ineffective. They're almost, you know, it's malpractice how bad they're doing it. This was years ago. Here we are in 2021, and we just got ripped off. Why didn't that make everybody mad? Every American should be mad about this.
People should not kid themselves, Jim. We are under attack. We are actually at a state of war currently.
Yeah, and it's not a Cold War. Make sure people understand that. This is not a Cold War.
No, this is real live war. This is actually worse, Jim, because they've attacked us with bioweapons, and they're also attacking us electronically. So they've started a war without a shot ever being fired.
Right.
That's scary.
And we're not even defending ourselves.
Well, we're not defending ourselves, Jim, the way that we could be or should be or need to be. That's for sure.
Well, if they get in, then you're not. You know what I mean? I mean, just because I throw up a hand and block one blow, if I let you beat me up, then you won. I lost.
No argument. You're 100% right, as usual.
You know, I worship at the throne of results. You know what I mean? In the marketplace, we worship at the throne of results. Did you do it? Did you get the job done or not?
I can't argue, Jim. And if you look back, you know, a couple of years ago, they took all of our files, CIA, FBI, all of them, the government officials. They have all the information on all these people. And now they just took it a step further in this attack.
What did they get? Do you know what they got? That would be something
they got
people would recognize.
Jewels.
What does that mean?
They got the crown jewels. Something they would recognize? How about our entire military design, our entire military infrastructure, everything about our bases, everything about our nuclear missiles, Jim?
Wow.
They got the whole Megillah. I mean, it's extraordinarily scary. I don't mean to scare people and make them go crawl into a bunker. All I'm saying is what they got was the crown jewels. And our government right now is taking major evasive action to, you know, not only try and halt that, but they need to do some very serious damage control right now because we are certainly vulnerable. That's for sure.
Wow.
When you have the fox with the keys to the hen house, it's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, and you can imagine the strategies that we were developing to counteract certain things, physical things, not just cybersecurity, but physical things. Strategic plans, like with energy plans. Who knows what kind of clandestine things we were doing. We were planning to try to hold off the bad guys. All that's been exposed. Probably sources and methods and people, too, right?
Sure. There's quite a few folks in our government who shouldn't be there because they probably belong to the other side. And I know that's a little bit of conspiracy theory flooding in there, but I personally think it's really true. I think that we have some
You think it could be an inside, actors you think this could have been an inside job?
The SolarWinds? Probably not. That was a software attack, but don't kid yourself. There are people on the inside that are not on our side that are playing on the other
right,
team.
Right.
Again, something else very scary.
One thing we need to point out, and I know you talk about this all the time, is that the good guys have to win every time. The bad guys only have to win once, right?
Yes, no doubt. If it's a big attack like SolarWinds, that was a major win for the bad guys.
Yeah. This is like D-Day going the other way, isn't it?
Yep. Again, without a shot of ever being fired.
If D-Day had failed, ladies and gentlemen, this would be like that, I think. Maybe worse. We're going to come back and talk about a method that Stephen and his company have that could reverse all this. It's called micro-tokens. Stay with us. No matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.